this is what he is doing in the church in this hour. You see, he is returning the heart of the Father back unto the children and the children back unto the Father, according to the word of Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. And we need to understand that this is the way it's going to be from this day out. You're not going to see the fancy, you know, gal up there dancing and singing and praising the Lord and pretending to praise the Lord. You're going to see deliverances. You're going to see people healed and set free. That's what's happening in the church. And you must be willing to go that next step, or otherwise you're going to be out there searching, seeking. This is what church is about. God has the right to interrupt whatever is going on right now because he loves you and he does not want you leaving here the same again. You've just got to get it figured out that you're here on purpose and you need to learn to yield to him because he has so much for you. He loves you so preciously. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter the failures you've had. It doesn't matter. What matters is today. What heart are you leaving here with today? What heart? Whose heart? His or yours? We saw miracles already happen this morning. Miracles. Because some man didn't want to get in the way. Sometimes you just got to open up the door and say, King of Kings, take your place. And just let him do the work. But this is a learning experience for all of us right now. This is called shepherding. This is called allowing the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does. Now, Apostle Rhoda is going to go back to Detroit, but that same thing is going to happen here next Sunday, and the next Sunday, and the next Sunday. And this building is going to have to be expanded because there just won't be any room. They'll be coming in off the streets Monday through Sunday, or Tuesday through Sunday, and they will just fall here. But are you willing to go the next level? Or are you going to be satisfied in the puke that you're sitting in right now? Ladies and gentlemen, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I implore you. Church is over the way we used to see it. The church that Jesus established is alive. He is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Amen. And all we proclaimed today was, I only want Jesus living in me. God showed you the children having Jesus living in them. We are still his children. We need to have him living in us. We need to understand that that is where we came from. That is the kingdom from which we've been sent. And this is the kingdom which we are sent here to advance. His kingdom. It's just time. It's just time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for you to rise up. Rise up in wherever it is that God has placed you. Rise up. Take dominion. Take back what the enemy has stolen from you. Right? Amen. So praise God, Apostle.
Praise God. There's a scripture that says, and I need the mother and fathers to hear this. The Bible said that if we forget about God, he will forget about our children. Oh, it's in the Word. I wish I would have brought that script, but it's coming out of me. So you have to excuse me. I'm going to send it to the prophets. They already probably know it, where it's at. If the Lord can anoint somebody, Father, anoint somebody right now to find that scripture because I need to read that. In your concordance, people, God, find that. I need to read that because it's very important that we hear this. It says, if we forget about him, he will forget about our children. Those who have not been faithful to God in your prayer life, come on. Getting up when he tells you to get up. If we have been making anything else our God, we need to repent right now. I'm starting with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I need you to cover my children for the times that I have not prayed, the times that I have not sought your face like I should, Lord, for any evil word I've spoken out of anger over my kids. I ask you to forgive me. For you said children are a heritage of the Lord and the fruit of the womb is of you, God. So I apologize even now for out of my anger and wrath or something I might have spoken over your seed. That was not right, and it caused the enemy to have an open door to manifest his disgusting works in them. Lord, I ask ask you to forgive me. And not only that, I receive the work of Jesus Christ. For this reason, he came that he may destroy the works of the devil. And I ask, Father, that the works be that was built up through my ignorance now be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we cover every last one of these children with the blood. I stand in prophecy for any father that's not here and any mother that's not here. Father, I ask to forgive them, Lord Jesus, for any wrongdoings that they've done towards you or their children. Help us to remember. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, bring all things to our remembrance. Anything that we should have done that we should have done and we didn't do. We honor you today and say, Lord, we don't even wait till we get home. But we make a commitment and a vow in our heart to take care of your business. Even now, in the name of Jesus. You got a man of God? You'll find him. I know you will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important because I saw people's faces lit up like, really? And see, the word is true. I know it's in the scripture and I want you to hear it. Now I want you to understand something because God operates in demonstrations. Years ago, he said he was going to move me like Ezekiel. There's a difference between religious spirits and tradition and the power of God. Now I'm going to be honest with you. There's a power on her that she flows like the wind. She don't have to do nothing but stand there and the anointing of God will knock you out. But then there's a time with me, he made me into his battle axe and I will act a fool. Because sometimes I see, when I saw in her stomach, I saw these walls hindering the whales from coming forth. And God was breaking down that dam like a chisel hammer. Hallelujah! He was breaking it down like a chisel hammer. He was using demonstrations. Now, if God don't cause you to do that, I don't suggest you do it. But with me, there are times where he will do demonstrations. I'm saying that to say some people in this house have had some unusual things with God. Oh, yes. They've had some unusual encounters. And because there was no explanation for it, they have almost, I hear the Lord saying they almost have suppressed the anointing at times. They have not allowed that gift to operate through them because it was strange. They get not strange. See, one thing about this church, you know, Jesus, there were places he went. He couldn't do many miracles because of the unbelief. There's enough faith in here for Jesus to do whatever he wants to in this place. Hallelujah. It's enough faith in here. And the one thing I like about these leaders, if it wasn't but Jesus, I would be sitting down there next to Apostle Bill. Hallelujah. Seriously, do not be afraid to walk by faith and not by sight. It took one of the reasons God told me the other day. The reason why sometimes I have made your vocals so loud. He said, I almost had to shake your flesh apart to do what I wanted you to do. I would be so terrified up here. You know, because Jesus loved you unconditionally. People, you got to win over. Seriously, this is not an easy walk to be up here. But I have learned to look to the hills from which coming my help, because my help coming from the Lord. I decided to do praise and worship intimately. Guess what, Jesus? I'm with you. You with me. I'm abiding you. You abiding me. I'm asking that you show up and it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Rona 5 and 6. That's the short version. I say that because this is a word church and they quote the word accurately. So I dare not tell you as if that's thus says the Bible. Half of it was the word and the other half was my interpretation. But we better be careful because I don't want the enemy. He misinterprets. Hallelujah. You got something else. You're full of it today.
The prophet says subject to the prophets. All right. Hallelujah. There's something about the blood of Yeshua. It cleanses and washes away all of our sins. But Yeshua also says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I want to be careful that we don't think that the blood of Jesus is in me. It's not his blood in me. His blood is in the heavenly sanctuary. His spirit is in me. And it's by his spirit, that's our new life force. For Yeshua in his resurrected form, in his resurrected body, came to him and he said to his disciples, flesh and bone. Such as you see me have. He has flesh and bone, but his life force and our life force will be the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. So, yes, it's the blood of Yeshua that cleanses us and washes us and covers us from all sin.
Praise God. It's full of revelation. We love that. We love that. It takes boldness to come up here. I appreciate you. Because you said for many a times, God has shown you stuff, and you didn't say nothing. Say, so much is given, much is required. And what do you know? Hallelujah. You got something, Sally? Oh, you just praise them. This is free walk here. But see, I love the mother in the house because see, she helped confirm something. God said, allow all this and still get back because somebody needs to hear that. Let me explain something to you, and I say this openly. God's gonna put a love back in. Sometimes we can prophesy openly, and sometimes it ain't nobody's business but them and Jesus. Hallelujah. You got something, woman of God?
I just want to say God has been free, and I thank you all for letting God flow freely. But when our sister begins to bring the word, let's not interrupt the word as she brings it forth now. Let's give her the floor.
She wants y'all to eat. You know what she just did? She rang the dinner bell. You remember that? You be outside playing, and your mama said, come and eat. Come and eat. I'll be like, I ain't hungry now. Hey, food in here is hot. I done spent all day kicking that food. You better get in there and eat this food. That's what she just said. That's what she, is that what you just said? All right. Hallelujah. Let's see. Hallelujah. I start off by saying the importance of the word. The man of God read from John 1 and 1. Now, the daughter gave the revelation. Of what's the matter? Oh, okay. Oh, she's hungry. Oh, bless her, Jesus. That's normal. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Being careful with our confessions, I thank her for saying that because, you know, when I was sitting there, one of the things that God has said, I still want to get back to what he told me. He was telling me, oh, this is what I got. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I guess there was a slight delay because he knew it was some business to be handled. But what I heard when the woman of God was speaking, I heard God say, here it is. Oh, seeking you back. I heard him say, use your weapon wisely. I said, okay. And he started giving me some scriptures. And the theme scripture is Isaiah 49, 1 and 2. Isaiah 49, 1 and 2 says, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver has he hid me. The part that stood out is, and he made my mouth like a sharp sword. Now let's see what God uses our mouths to do. Let's see. This is why it's very important for our confession. First of all, we made in the likeness of his image. He was the word, and everything was created by his word. So he's, if we look outside right now, we see these trees, we see grass, we see the sky, we see birds, everything was created off of a word. Do you see how he really wants you to get an understanding of how powerful words are? We're creating in his image. He's given us the power and the authority over tread over serpents and scorpions, and nothing by anything shall hurt us. But he's given us the power to even, David said, we are like gods. Now, I had to help my children out. They heard that scripture came home and said, mama, I'm a God. I said, the devil is alive. You ain't created nothing. You in his image. I said, but the Bible said, I am God. I said, I rebuke that prideful, puffed up spirit. Hallelujah. Let's recognize what this really means. Okay, so we have the power of God in us. Can you imagine what wrong words have been doing to our lives? We have been spitting out fiery darts against our own circumstances. Why? And the shield of faith that should be up ain't up. Because doubt and unbelief and wavering have caused us to take our eyes off of Jesus and look at the circumstances, and we're drowning in them. Or we're drowning. Many things can be turned around by the power of the word. But the Lord is saying he wants the faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. He wants the word of the Lord to build up your faith today. So then when you leave here, you're never the same. You don't talk the same. You don't think the same. You don't walk the same. God said you don't even want the same things. We today are going to seek him for the desires of his heart and his desires and his will to come to pass. Because if we ask anything of his will, we know that we have it. Knowing his will for your life is majorly important. It will prevent you from making huge mistakes. As I said earlier, flesh is your greatest enemy. Many things were fighting the devil, and the devil sitting on the sideline and saying, it ain't me. All I was the whispering in your ear. You did not cast down every imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You did not bring your thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. The Bible said evil communication corrupt good manners. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Let's talk about what the word said we spoke to you about. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? Did you know your conversation is heard in heaven? Hallelujah. 1 Peter. Wait a minute.
Now let's go here.
Oh, I love you. I knew you would.
All right, let's see. They forget God. Let's see. Psalm 106, verse 21 and following. They forget God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not God's word, but murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he, listen to this, therefore God lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands.
That's very powerful. Oh, people of God, hear the warning of the Lord today. When we murmur and complain and don't believe his word, the Bible said if it's not faith, it's sin. Hallelujah. He destroyed them and their seed. He has a law. Forgiveness is there for us. That's true. But when the accuser of the brethren hear our words, he says, Lord. Because you know, the Bible said the sons of God comes before the throne. They do these annual visits with God. I hope you know that. The accuser of the brethren, with his sin record, brings it before our God and say, did not your word says they will, they won't die, but they would live and declare the works of the Lord? Well, this person keeps claiming cancer. And you said that you healed them. But because they don't see it, what your word tells them to walk by faith and not by sight. I have a right to manifest this through their bodies. And what does God say? He looks to Jesus, who he's reminded of the sacrifice that was made. Jesus looks at the comforter. Say, start talking. Quick. Get to talking. Now, I'm allowed to do this. because I'm doing it on behalf of him. He said, "Only come on," because he said, "I will send you a comforter to teach you all things." Is that right? So he looked down at the Holy One, give him an unction. Quick, bring back the word to their remembrance. The scriptures are talking. We got two spirits. God told me there's two spirits, brother. You have my spirit and you have the devil. I'm saying this. The devil's saying that. Every emotion you have, I've given to you. Who will you yield it to? Hallelujah. You have a choice. You can yield to the spirit of the Holy Ghost, or you can yield to the enemy. We have free will. Leave me alone, devil. You bad devil. No. Thus said the Lord. It is written. Ain't that what Jesus said? High five. Did Jesus say it's written? You better tell the devil what's written. I'm serious. We are whining and complaining and just babies in the bottle feeders. Somebody gave me something the other day. God told me I was praying for somebody. He literally had me to get off the phone and tell, you're not babysitting nobody. You don't have time to babysit. They should have been on meat a long time ago. Get them off your breath. Hello? Come on! The perfect example, there's no male or female in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm serious. He is not a babysitter. He is our Father, our Lord, and our King. It is our job to guard that word. Now, we can't be like David, because he hears David told us. I like the word. The word is so good. Psalms 141. 3 and 4 says this. David humbled himself and recognized he needed a little help. So he says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties out of the above. Oh, okay. I went ahead of myself. Luke 6:45 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So guess what? David recognized that and said, hide your word in my heart that I may not sin against thee. I need you to hide it. Come on. We got to be real with God. Stop playing a game here. Where's the self-righteousness taking people? To hell.
That's right.
Okay. Yes. But that's where it's going. We don't have time for that. We got to be transparent before God. He already know anyway. We got to come clean, naked and unashamed is what the woman of God told us yesterday. Strip ourselves before he strip you. I'm serious. Because see, this is what the devil does. He will embarrass you. For those who want to get in ministry and don't feel they got to wash every day and ask God to create in them a clean heart and renew the right spirit, let me share a testimony. How bold the devil is. There was a preacher. I got this testimony. I almost fell out my feet. That was praying for a woman. And he just praying and praying and praying. The devil spoke to her and said, but I was in the bed with you last night. In front of the church. What you do in the secret will be rewarded openly. Whatever you sow to the flesh, you reap of the flesh. Please, people of God, let's crucify daily.
Amen.
Let's get this as a daily wash up. We don't take baths once a week. God help us if we do in here. Hallelujah. Now, for some people, their skin requires that they can only do it maybe once or twice. Lord help us if I didn't do it every day. So sometimes, you know, so you have alternate things to wash up. But we need to get clean before God every single day. Please let us not walk out our doors without asking him to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. The enemy can bring a thought so quick and we can act on it before we know it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God said it's a right way to talk and it's a wrong way to talk. Now, in the middle of me saying, what have you been saying? The man of God came with Psalms. But let me explain. It's P-H-I-L. Forgive me. It's either Philippians or Philem. It's probably Philippians. Thank you. See, he's so good. You professor. It says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He watches over his word to perform it. Amen. That's what he listens for. Not our complaints, not our worries. His word demonstrates our faith. His word demonstrates our integrity. His word demonstrates integrity. I'm serious. With his word, if we're applying it correctly, then it means we're totally... I hear the Lord say some people's trying to line up with me. Well, keep trying. But for those who are lined up, out of the abundance of our hearts, it's going to speak his word. No matter what we see or hear. It's just like we're programmed to speak his word. This is what he's listening for, people. It says, 1 Peter 1:15. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Amen. Foolish gesturing isn't okay. Backbiting, lying on folks, slandering is not okay. Saying what you think about somebody else to somebody else is not okay. If you got an altar against your brother, I suggest you lay your get up the altar and go get it right. But before you do that, examine your own heart. The man of God told us last night, get that huge beam out of your eye first before you can look at the speck in your brother's. Okay, we better be really careful. And I say we because I'm not exempt from that. See, the teaching job means everything I'm saying, I'm going to be tested. You know why? I was on the phone with my sister last night. This is so funny. But I had a don't mean I'm perfect, but I had a sincere heart. I don't want to hurt God. But even when I get in the flesh, he'll give me a way of escape. I'm on the phone with my sister. We got some family troubles. I told the man of God the other day, my father said some cruel things to me. He is a minister of the gospel, a bad to the bone prophet, but he is a father that just went nuts. A religious spirit took over him, and he said some cruel things that I became so numb. I was walking in the middle of Haggerty, and if it wasn't for the apostle on the phone from California that shouted out, the devil is trying to kill you. Cars were coming, and I went numb because I couldn't believe what he just said. I almost got hit. I just stood there like a deer with headlights looking at the cars. I was that damaged from what my daddy said. Hallelujah. My sister was on the phone. She had some talked to my father, and he's getting better. Praise God. And I'm walking in love. You know what? Because I have to say, God, if I want you to forgive me, because I ain't perfect, I got to forgive him. Because I'm going to hell. I mean, heaven. The devil is a liar. See how quick? Heaven. I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to hell for nobody. Not even my mother or father. Because when my mother and the father, with the scripture says, if they forsake you, he will lift you up. I need to go higher above what I'm even experiencing. So I have to cast my care daily upon the Lord because he cares for me. The Bible said, resist the devil, he'll flee. It doesn't mean he doesn't bring those words back. Every day I have to resist and say, no, it's a lie. You are the father of lies. You're not my daddy. The apostle said, who your daddy? You ain't mine. I am my daddy, and I will not submit to you. Every day. Until I'm freed and liberated from that. Hallelujah. She's on the phone just talking. And every time I went to say something, the phone dry. She said, you got a cheap phone. What in the world is wrong with your phone? I said, I have to preach a message tomorrow that says, use your weapon wisely. this is a weapon right now. And if I say the wrong thing, hell is waiting for me to talk to be judged. I'm going to politely take this way of escape and excuse myself from this conversation. And my sister said, bye. I'm serious. Not that that simple, but it was real. I was being tempted to say something. Because the measure we judge, it's gonna be, we're going to be judged. People, and he has risen. What do that? That's right. That's right. But you know what else he told me? But you can judge the spirits in people. Because he said, try the spirit by the word. So separate flesh from the spirit. No. And neither is he a joke about his people. That's right. That's right. So in our hearts, we hide that word so that we think his word. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. Hallelujah. So what happened was, that was funny, but the Lord knew I was being tempted. And he doesn't give us more than we can bear. Flesh wanted to say some stuff. Or flesh wanted to say, girl, you know you right. But guess what? Even with Saul, David said, touch not my anointed. And do my prophet no harm. Not only is he my father, but he is a man of God. God will take care of you. He said to honor your mother and father that your days may be longer. I don't have to like the fact that I was wounded, but I will love my father. Hallelujah. And I will honor and respect the word of God that has declared and decreed him to be a prophet in the nation. That's right. Now this is the problem. I don't need y'all to help me preach, but I want y'all to help me afterwards, okay? All right. Now y'all hold them thoughts. Hold them. Because I don't want to be a distraction to somebody else. This is good. This is good. I love the freedom. But somebody needs to hear this. Because this is a very serious time that we're in.
Right ahead. Lord Jesus, right now we're taking authority over every antichrist spirit that would seek to stop your word or stop your spirit from working in hearts. Lord Jesus, we just plead your blood and we just say thank you. I plead your blood over every heart, over every mind, and over everybody in this place. Thank you, Jesus. I commit them into your dear hands. You're awesome, Lord. Amen. Give us ears to hear, hearts to understand.
We thank you, Father, too, because your word is sharp and it's quickening some stuff in here. It's breaking up. That's what's happening, too. You know, but the father and mother in this house is fighting for that word. They like, this is vegetables, and you're going to eat your vegetables today. Whether you like it or not. Woo, love parents. Hallelujah. The reason why we're having these manifestations is Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Right. So whatever's in you, this word is surfacing up. That's why all this is coming back to memory. But many a times it's coming back to remind us. So whatever you hear, hold on to it in your heart. Because Jesus can be talking to you right now. Hallelujah. Wait. That's right. And because of that, that's why it's written that we are to be holy, for he is holy. How can we do this? Romans 12:2 tells us, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you hate what God hates and you love what God loves, you can walk in holiness. But God hates certain sin, okay? He doesn't love sin, and he hates it. Okay, the Bible said there's six things that he hates. Yea, even seven. Am I in the word, people? So hate is a strong word because he means what he says. But he doesn't love sin. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He does love us, but people of God, we got to get this in our spirits because we don't want to block here. God hates sin to the point that he made hell for it. And if you do not die to the works of the flesh, you operate. Somebody get Galatians 5 right now. 5 and 20 something. I want the works of the flesh read. If you do not die to the works of the flesh, you will go to hell. He made it for a place for those who walk in lawlessness. Hello? Lawlessness is to be disobedient to his word, and he is not playing with disobedience.
Amen. You want Galatians 5? Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Is this what you want? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which means loose living, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
That sounds like he hates something to me. Can you find that scripture? Whatsoever we think on these things.
Oh, yeah, lovely. That's 4:8.
Can you find it, please? I want you to read that. So, with those in mind, he's going to read what we need to be thinking about.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
As a man thinketh, so is he. We have instructions on what to think about. If his word is in our hearts, this is what's going to come out of us. Apply our minds. See, we kept in perfect peace when our minds have stayed on him.
Amen.
In Genesis, everything he made was good. When we wake up in the morning, that's good. We should be thinking on the fact that God woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. When your children come home safely from school, that's good. That's some praiseworthy right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your child's not in jail. Hallelujah. For those who are not, and for those who are, if he's still alive, that's good. Because he got a chance to repent and get it right with Jesus. Come on. We've got to think positive.
Amen.
It's in everything. Give thanks. It could be much worse. We got people in other nations dying for what I'm doing right now. Am I right, Rosemary? They will be killed. And yet we have the freedom to speak out loud and confess truth, and we don't? Shame on us.
Amen.
Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shame on us. We get a footache and won't even come to church. When there are people that have shoes that will walk thousands of miles to the church. Now, I'm not talking about those who have trouble. Okay? There's a difference. Hallelujah. Faithfulness is important to God. He says this is lip service, but people's heart are far from him. Help us, Jesus. Help us to be more faithful in our words and our deeds. We were taught yesterday, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers. But in our doing, let's make sure. That scripture is coming to me right now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In our doing, let's make sure that we are slow to speak and quick to hear. We don't want to be a people of works. We want to be a people of faith. Because dead works don't work either. You can have good intentions and be doing the wrong thing. Make sure you're listening to God and you're doing what he tells you to do and not what you want to do. And we got to be careful with telling God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. The very breath we breathe belongs to him. Somebody in the Bible was wise enough to say, help me with my unbelief. That's humility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've talked about another thing the Lord is, another form of humility. The Bible says, Proverbs 27:2, let another man praise thee and not thine own mouth, a stranger not thine own hands. Let's be careful about the praise. It's better to esteem somebody else than ourselves. Amen. When we do, we really need to do under the Lord. Not do under the Lord and go home. Because see, God hears us when we get home. They didn't remember me. Everything I did, how dare they not say something to me? Come on. I'm telling you what God is telling me. People are complaining in their houses. And he hears them. The scriptures say our conversations are heard in heaven. And he's being displeased with some of the conversations. It may not be, this may not be applying to this house. But I feel it is. Hallelujah. If it's not necessarily just applying to you, it may be applying to somebody else. We can take this word and help somebody else. In our families, people are watching us. We are a living example of the Old and New Testament. We are the walking word. So when we're guarding our actions, people will say, well, it's something different about you. Or why you can't talk about this? You used to. Take them to the word. Because the truth will set them free. Hallelujah. We have put ourselves in bondage so much with this. You know, Proverbs 11:20, this is another thing that God wants us to stop. They that are of a forward heart are abomination to the Lord. Amen. But such as are upright in their way is his delight. What's a forward heart? Who can tell me?
Forward heart would be like somebody being proud, unfaithful. How else would you say it? Self-asserting, putting yourself first, self-absorbed, selfish, self-centered.
That's good. That's really good, because that's something God told me to ask the audience, because he wants us to think about that. When did we stop thinking about other people's needs? When did we put ours before theirs? Let's be careful how we address people when we're angry. We just can't say what we want to say. He said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Amen. We just can't talk to people any old kind of way. Because we mad and we upset. I'm going to stop looking at people. Because I don't want nobody to think I'm talking to them. And I ain't talking to nobody, pastors or Apostle Bill, about this. So I'm going to stay up here at Jesus' name in the cross. But I'm very serious. We've got to be careful how we treat one another. Because how can we love a God we haven't seen and hate our brother? Love doesn't just say what it wants to say. What's that? Who? Somebody find Corinthians for me. Man of God, can you find that? What love says. Was it 1 Corinthians? I want to talk about love right quick. We need. I hear God saying this is passing in review. For some of you sitting there and say, I already know this. He know it. But he going to put you in remembrance of it. Because some trials and tribulations is coming up. And he's equipping us right now to handle it. After a word like this that we had this weekend, not only is he sealing it, but he's equipping you when you walk out the door. Don't think for 1 minute the enemy will not test you on what you've learned. But when you get this word here, it's building up your faith. You walk out the door, you'll remember this when a challenge comes. I'm preaching to myself because I'm the first partaker of the fruit. Is that right? So it starts with me. Hallelujah. The man of God is going to tell us what love says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
First Corinthians chapter 13. And I think she wants me to read 4 through 8a. You ready? Charity or godly love suffers long and is kind. Charity, godly love, envies not. Charity, godly love, vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, not selfish, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity or sin, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Godly love never fails. Charity never faileth.
Love one another as he has loved us is a commandment. We're supposed to love one another as Christ has loved us.
Amen.
So therefore, Proverbs 26 and 22 should not be named among us, which says the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. If it's confidential, please let it stay that way. You don't know what it took for that person to share something of their innermost being with you.
Amen.
And we're not supposed to be hearsayers. Only the truth should come out of our mouth. Not what we heard somebody else say.
Amen.
We can hurt people.
Amen.
And we're accountable.
Amen.
For what we say and do.
Yep.
I'm going to do like apostles do. When he talking and I'm about in tears because I don't think he worshiping, he say, I'm worshiping. I'm worshiping with the word. Thank you. I'm worshiping right now. Thank you. I love them. Yeah. I'm worshiping. Because see, in order to worship him in spirit and in truth, we need truth.
Amen.
This is truth. The first part of it is for us to release whatever frustrations we had today. When we go on the next part of worship, we're going to be worshiping him for real because we have been set free by his word. Hallelujah. She likes that. Proverbs 16:28. A forward man soweth strife and a whisperer set. There you go. There it is. Separate is, I had chief, but you good. That's good. Chief friends. Friendships are valuable. And nowadays they are rare. Please be careful. An old pastor told me for every friend, they got a friend. Who got a friend? Who got a friend? I don't even have to say nothing else with that.
Else. If you speak something in secret, God's going to make sure it gets spoken out in public. If you tell something, the Bible says a little bird's going to take your word and going to go take it and carry it. Share it around.
Now, if it's going to hurt or harm somebody, pray and get the wisdom of God on what to do. Okay? Now, that's another thing he gave me when I was reading that he said to remind his precious people of. You know what? This is love, guys. Do you know correction and reproof and order is love? He said, whom he loved, he chased. If the Lord don't stop to set things in order in our lives, we'd be in trouble. We would be bastards. Because a father and a mother and both parents can testify to this. They going to see about their kids. Somebody was in trouble today. Praise God. Proverbs 2 and 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. If you lack it, James 1 and 5 tells you to ask of him. He giveth liberally. If you don't know what to do, you get caught up in some situations, please ask the Lord what to do. He will give you wisdom how to handle each and every situation. If we acknowledge him in all our ways and he directs in our path, we don't have to keep running into the same old barriers, the same old pitfalls, the same old snares. Do you know you're snared by your words? What is it? By your words, are you justified? By your words, are you condemned? Is that how it goes? Words are powerful. By thy words, thou shalt be justified.
Tag team. It says, that's what it says. I believe it's in Matthew 12, round verse 34, somewhere in there. And it says, by thy words, verse 30 and 31, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. The word justified means to be declared innocent or just before God, like in a court. To be declared, we would call it being not guilty, but God said it's not just being not guilty, it's being innocent. And so he said, by your words, either your innocence or your guilt is going to be declared.
We need to see law on that for a minute. We need to see law on that. I feel the power of God right now. If he's speaking to you, you don't have to wait to repent. As he speaks to you, please do it as he speaks. We don't have to wait. We don't have to have a formal office, altar call to repent. This word is working on me as we're speaking. And as we're speaking, I'm repenting in my heart right now. Because there's some things I've overlooked. And I'm being refreshed in his word. Hallelujah. You know, he says, when we lack faith, in Jude 1 and 20, there's a remedy. Praying in the Spirit, building up your most holy faith. You build up your most holy faith by praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit will help you have faith for that situation. And then the Holy Spirit is so kind, because he says in Luke 12 and 12, if you don't know what to say, when you come before certain situations and people, when you open your mouth, he'll fill it with the words. He is the one who intercedes on our behalf. If we connect with the intercessor, he'll intercede, get the information, download it. You open your mouth to speak English and he gets to talking. Decreasing that he may increase can help save lives. I hear God saying lives. The counsel of the Lord will stand forever. Do you know ungodly counsel can cost somebody their life? Giving counsel of the flesh and not through the wisdom of God can cost somebody their marriage. He only wants to hear his advice, his counsel. That's it. When we're ministering to people, that's all he wants to hear come out of us. Not our opinions and our thoughts. For his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And his ways are higher than our ways. He said he has thoughts of good for people's lives, not of evil, to give them the expected end. Which means, Barb, you may need to watch him a little bit today. Or Jeff or somebody. Praise God. We thank God. And see, we're going to obey today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the parents. But you know, it takes a community to raise a child. So we speak right now and say, if a child needs something, do not roam around in this building. You ask somebody. Hello? Only a grown-up should be running around here getting stuff. This is not the part I like, but it's the part I will take. We love our kids, but we have to be subjected. The Bible said, keep your feet in the house of the Lord. That's the scripture. Train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. And I know, that, and I'm not talking to the Clays because their children are trained, but I'm just saying, this is why I'm saying it again. Because we do train them. Kids are children. We love our kids. But children, if you have to get something, talk to somebody. And I mean an adult. Bless God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I don't know. Because some in their 30s been trying. My mama thinks she's still supposed to be training me, and I'm 38. I have to tell her, I'm grown. But she tells me, but you know, the Bible speaks about the grandparents loving the children. Can you love them from afar? Because I'm still. I don't think you ever stop being trained in your parents' ass. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. Considering the time, I thank God for our children. It takes a lot of discipline to be able to sit this long. Their attention spans aren't like ours, but we bless God for them. Amen. Is it worshiping? Hallelujah. Like, you know, that's what he do to me. When I'm getting frustrated, because I just want to praise God, he'll look at me, I'm worshiping. I'm like, no, you ain't worshiping. You're not worshiping like I want to worship. Bless God for the apostle. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And with wisdom, Psalms 81 and 10 tells us, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. If we are led by the Spirit, we won't have to worry about fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Amen. He said, open it wide. Be hungry and thirst for righteousness. Amen. Remember, he brought us out, which means we're supposed to forget about the formal things. That's supposed to be behind. Many of us have talked out of hurts and wounds because we have not forgot where he brought us from. We are to remember as a testimony, for we're overcomers by the words of our testimony. But not to hold on to unforgiveness and bitterness just because we want to hold on to something. Amen. And then that's coming out of our mouth. To Jesus, casting all our cares upon him because he cares for us. But many don't believe it. So you can't do something you don't believe. And that's why there's a pattern happening. Because you don't really believe he loves you. Some of this is a formality. It's because it's the right thing to do. You come to church. It's the right thing to do to dance and praise God. This is not Simon Says. A personal relationship with God is required. Hallelujah. The man of God has said yesterday, he wanted us to ask God what he created us to be, created us to do. I'm paraphrasing. Who is Jesus? Until you have a personal encounter with the Lord, you can't even begin to understand what I'm saying. God had told me one time, I said, I was singing to him, I love him, I love him. I said, God, everybody loves you. He said, everybody doesn't love me. And I cried so hard. How could not everybody love you? Because they don't know me and they haven't chosen to get to know me. They know me by people because of their granddaddy or their fathers or the fathers in the home or fathers not in the home. Whatever those parents have done, they are comparing me to that. And that is who they are saying that I am.
That's exactly
unconsciously. And you know how he knows it? By our behavior. Our actions show if we really know who he is.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord is clean.
That's right.
When you fear him, there's just certain things you don't do, don't want to do, ain't going to do.
Not enough.
It's not easy for you to sin. There's a struggle.
Amen.
There is a true resistance when you fear God. When you find it too easy to do stuff that you ain't got no business to do, we need to check and see if we know him for real.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Pay attention to our actions. Are they displaying our love for him? Are we truly setting our affection above? Or do we worship him and love him when we need a car or a house?
Uh-oh.
Or we need a healing? Hallelujah. Or can we just say we love him just because of who he is?
Amen.
I sing and I dance around this floor. Here, I do it at home. To God be the glory. I'm just saying whatever I practice here, I practice at home.
Amen.
I shared with somebody before, the Lord sings through me prophetically. My rehearsal starts at the house.
Amen.
That's why many times I don't have pre-made songs. Because my worship started at home. And in my actions. Hallelujah. Loving one another the way Christ loved us really shows us where we are in God and where he is in us. I feel this thing in my heart. Hallelujah. Here are some things we can do that represents love. Proverbs 12 and 25 says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh glad. An action is to ask the Lord for a word. A good word to speak in someone's life. Our submission to him is a form of love. When we don't act out of our own zeal, our own wants, but submitting to God, it says, I love you. Hallelujah. Allowing him to speak through us and use us. He is a supplier of every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He alone knows how to meet the needs of his people. Proverbs 16 and 24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones.
Amen.
Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. There is things that we can speak death to. Negativity. Let's speak death to that. The lies of the devil.
Amen.
We don't have to receive that.
Right.
But let's keep breathing life in our own life. We speak the word, which is life. Because Jesus came that we have it more abundantly. Proverbs 10 and 20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. As choice silver. Selah on that one. Proverbs 25 and 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pilchards of silver. God says, Selah on that. Meditate on that. Some things is a personal revelation. Some things he gives me to say, and something he says, Selah on it. Because it's a personal revelation. What's for me may not be for you. What's for you may not be for me. That's a Selah word. Think on that. Declare even life over your bodies. Saying, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
I learned something a while ago. When we accept Christ, every good thing in him becomes a part of us. Many a times, the afflictions that we think are afflictions aren't afflictions at all. They're symptoms that the enemy sends to try and see where our faith really is. Do we believe God? Believing will resist those symptoms. They'll go away. You'll notice it ain't really there. Or do we yield to the symptoms and it becomes a reality? What do you want your reality to be? I want mine to be God's word.
Amen.
Father, bless this word. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Hallelujah. That's the end of it.